Okay. Zeh Nishmas Avi Mari Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas. Zeh Nishmas Daniel Shein Bas Yeshua Fala. Okay. Today we're holding in packet Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis. So we'll start with the Pasuk in Chumash. In Bamidbar Gimel Lamed Ches. Vachoinim Lefneihem. You got packet Lamed Beis? Yeah. V'achoynim l'fnei ha-mishkan keidma l'fnei ol mod mizracha Moshe v'Aaron. So Moshe v'Aaron v'achoynim on the east. V'var shomim mishmeres ha-mikdash v'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael v'azara korev yumos. So they were on the east. Their encampment was on the east. So what does this mean? So if you look at the Tosefta on page 3 in Megillah, said ain poskim piskei but they can see us ella levizrach. In other words, so the shul, the Pesach of the shul, is supposed to be to the mizrach. Meaning what? Shekei matzin beheichal shepasuch lemizrach. Shenemar mechonim v'nei mishkan keidmal v'nei ol moed mizrach. Because in the mishkan. So the opening of the Mishkan was in the Mizrach, and then the Aron and the Kodesh Kadashim was in the Ma'ariv. So the opening was on the opposite side to the most inner part of the Mishkan. So too, as Rav Shechter pointed out, so too in a shul, the opening should be in the back of the shul. And then you should go in, and the Aron is right straight down.
Yeah.
Right.
So why does some shuls? What's the start of having it? You can't pop it from the front.
But we'll see about that.
But why? So a lot of shuls like don't have it. Tons of shuls. Right.
No, because he's talking about when the Aron HaKadosh is in the Ma'ariv, because that's where you are in reference to Eretz Yisrael, or maybe Shechina, but in other words, that's where the opening, that's where the... Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm lost here.
Okay.
What's the proper entering
back? So like Shechna pointed out, do me to the Mishkan. How was it in the Mishkan?
The Mishkan was the entering
back? Yes.
So who says done in the Mishkan has to be applicable every single...
So, right, so we don't know, but we have a Tosefta.
The Mishkan
in
Shiloh faced which way?
No, it doesn't matter which way. It faced whichever way it faced. But the opening was over to the back. You ever get the Broyer Shul? So that's the way it is.
Most shuls are like that. You end
to the back. You go to the back, and the opening to the sanctuary, right? What is it? I mean, look, KJ, how was it all the years?
KJ is north south. You enter from the south,
and the Aron is in the north.
In the north, but this right. Manhattan isn't exactly north south. It's like northeast.
Yeah. Okay. But the opening is in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been in the so much in the new building. I was in the old building. You know, my friend Rabbi Moshe Rosenberg. His father was the shamus of the shul.
Right, I know the name, yeah.
Rabbi Rosenberg. He was a very chashuv yid. The Lubavitcher Rebbe was the Masada Kedushin at his wedding. Before he was Rebbe. He was an old Lubavitcher, Rabbi Rosenberg. And his son is a Rav in Kew Garden Hills, is a friend of mine. So I remember he got married in the shul. His father worked in the shul.
But Rabbi Black's shul is east-west, and Orach Chaim is east-west.
But the opening is where? In the back. Yeah?
For Orach Chaim, yes. For Rabbi Black, no. The opening is perpendicular.
Yeah, okay. You can't have everything in life, right? Right. So, but Broy is perfect, because Broy's opening is in the back, and the Aron is in the east.
And I think they have 12 windows and they have no mezuzah.
Right.
So everything's right.
Everything's right. Right. No, that's only if you're facing the facing that. Yeah, base kness is. But this doesn't need either maker idea.
I mean, it's interesting.
No, but here, maybe this is different. Was part of a house, you know, so it could be like an extension of the house. Yeah, what are you saying, Ari?
I remember over 20 years ago, I was talking to Rabbi Blau on Leil Shabbos. So he goes, when it comes to Lichadoidi, when you do Boy B'Shalom, the reason you go to the back, you turn around, because that's where the Pesach of the Shul was.
Right.
So it also is similar. That's why.
But he's saying, but today, he's saying that Pesach is not there.
Not there, so maybe not to necessarily face in the back, even though that's what the minig is.
Right.
There's another minhag to face west. Doesn't no matter where the back is.
Right, because the Shechinah b'Ma'ariv.
Yeah.
The Gemara in Bava Basra, Shechinah b'Ma'ariv. So the Tosefta, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the Tosefta discusses the configuration of how the shul is supposed to be built ideally. Again, you know, we can't always, you know, like they couldn't open. Have an opening here, where would it be? We're behind this wall. What? But what's behind this wall?
Another house.
Another house. So you're not going to be able to have an opening. Someone's living room is... is.
Hallway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have to go through the hallway into that. It wouldn't be simple. It wouldn't be simple to do it that way. But the old shuls, like you're saying, in KJ and Breuers and these were places. So, Ravelli, what do you say?
You know, there's shuls that are built that way, there's shuls that are not built that way. It depends. Yeah. There's plenty of shuls that are not built in that way.
And this is called Shulchan Aruch.
It was.
Look at Shulchan Aruch on page 4. Ein Hilchos Beis Knesses. Kuf nun kuf hey, ain poskim pesach pesach nesses ella kineged hatzad shemispalim bo sahir. Whichever way they're facing, so then the opening should be the opposite. If you're facing north, then the opening should be in the south, right? If you're facing south, then the opening should be in the north. So that's this Tosefta. Ein poskim pesach meisach neses el keneged hatzad shemispalim bo ba'osu ha'ir. Shemispalim l'mayrav yiftachu l'mizrach kidei shishtchachvu min ha'pesach neged ha'orom v'baruch shemispalim kenegdo.
Mashamim, we're frozen.
What?
We're all frozen.
I can't hear you.
We are all frozen.
We're all frozen?
Yeah.
You can't hear me?
Everybody.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you.
I can hear you speak, but, you know, we're all... Everybody's like frozen. No, they're...
it's your video.
Yeah.
That was your comment to the person.
Yeah, okay. I'll try my best. Okay, so let me show you. There's a couple of tshuvas here. About this topic, there's a sefer called Shut Me Mine Yeshua Levi Hirschhorn, Montreal, Canada. Who's here from Montreal? You knew him, Revelio?
No, I heard the sefer. Yeah,
my shver is from Montreal.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, so he has a tshuva here on page 8. Al das kvias mizrach bebatei knesios b'medina zu. Montreal. Kfora mufla, Marvin Morena Alter, Kirstein. Charleston, South Carolina. So he's writing a tshuva to this person in Charleston, South Carolina. Kibalti mchtov b'yom beiz v'yeshev.
son wasn't feeling well, so he couldn't respond yet. He says, "Be'emes nisiyashafti harbi b'daitim l'hoshiv al she'ilosu l'hocho king darki l'horos chutz migvuli." He said, "Why am I going to paskin Amaravin, you know, in Montreal? I'm going to paskin for you, and you know, it's not my domain." Frad l'mercha grav kaze ki ein rav beiro alo yez rav begvulo samuch v'mulai hura b'chacham v'ein tzarach bi. He said, "What do you have the rav in the shtat? What are you asking me?" But I said, "I trust you that you're not going to use this as a way of trying to undermine the local authority." It's interesting how he writes that. You know, people, you know, should learn from this. You know, you know, Rabbi Neuberger once said that he was going to Australia once. You know, they used to have a Kiruv thing in Australia, and they were asking Rabbi Moshe about the dateline shilas. So Rabbi Moshe got upset. Rabbi Neuberger said, "You have a Rav there in Australia. That's the Debertzina's brother, was the Betzel HaChachmas. Why are you asking me a shaila? There's a Rav there. He's a very big Rav. The Betzel HaChachmas, he's buried in Har Menuchas with all the rest of the Gedolim there in Har Menuchas." He says, "What are you asking me?" Rabbi Moshe said, good Musser. So he says, "Zeh eze shonim asher balabatim the basic knesses scheme will live in those basic knesses kodosh balabatim in the page 8 balabatim in the shul the maskim live in those basic knesses kodosh." Also, Misha the Beis Knesses Hayoshan, in the same place near the old shul. Ach tzara knisa meherchov la Misha Beis Knesses Chodesh
who b'tzad mizrach. I don't hear well on the phone. I'm sorry.
You okay, Rebellia? So he says, this new shul, the knisa, is going to be in the east. Because Chatchum Mitzar HaPnim, the Mizrach Beis Losim, there'll be two doors in the east, the Knesset of Yitzia, one to go in and one to exit. As I loy share Mitzar HaMizrach Beis Knesset of Ma'an Mizer, Gam lo noy al Beis Knesset HaNoshim VaNoshim Yavo al Beis Knesset Dech Mizrach Beis HaTfila. So we don't want them to come in the Mizrach during davening. Derech Mizrach Beis Avichol Eitim Mashal Kocha Nafsham Mishelosim Alay Lishol Eitz Atrufal Lishanos Lispalil Letzad Marav V'Azay Yet Munus Beis Knesses Achadosh Noy V'Yofer. In other words, if the davening, in other words, the opening of the shul is going to be in the Mizrach, and if they're going to daven towards the Mizrach, so that's going to be a problem, because then people are going to come in to the side of the shul where they're davening. So the question is, let's make
the problem people do that.
Because you're davening in the shul where you have your women coming in.
Let's say the shul is narrow.
Yeah.
Narrow door. It's narrow in the front. Let's say it's like that. Let's say that's visual. Yeah. And on the side is the door. So
right. So therefore, what they wanted to do is keep the door in the Mizrach, and everyone else should face Myrus. Oh, and that was the Shaila that was asked from that they asked the Rav in Montreal from Charleston, South Carolina. I have a Talmud there who's a Rav now in South Charleston, South Carolina. So we'll change the direction. Kefiya near Midvarv Kotzer Hashetach Mitzofen Ladorim. Da'aka Kimaisa is as Ofshoz Yutzrichmas Shnepsach Mitzofen of Ladorim. Maybe they could have made the door coming in from the street in the north or the south for you, Niftachim, Lo'al Beis Knesses. In other words, it won't go into right. It doesn't matter where the doorway from the street is. That we don't care. The doorway in where the shul is in the building, that doorway we want to be in the back. And you go from the back. It's like the Bialystoker shul, right? The doorway is in the back. The Aron is where? In the west. The west? Maybe? I don't know. Something like that. Maybe I have to check, but it's the doorway is in the back, so that's the way the shul should be built. The doorway is in the back. Doesn't happens to be the doorway from outside is also in the back, but that's not relevant. So he says, so maybe we should change it and put the doorways in Tzav and Dara. This way, we don't have to switch. This way, you don't have to dive into. Yeah. If they were able to do that, that would be okay. Right, he doesn't want that people should go in derech mizrach beis hatfilin because that's where people are facing the mizrach. Hinei yadua she'osu lasos kein min hadin. He says you're right, you can't do that. First of all, it's not so nice. Yibushulchan aruch gufnun sif hey is it ein poskim pesach el kenegan atzad shemispalim bo. You have to be connected at Sachem Spalimbo. In other words, if you're facing Mizrach, then the opening of the shul should be in the Ma'arif. That should be the opposite direction from where you're facing, where you're davening. Nimsa be'in she'losim, yefshe losos, shnei prozdorim, shnei tzadim, she'yod losos, l'tzad Ma'arif, shnei tzadim, yesh b'zeh shasat chak, kabo az m'chochim anu lachlo, das halocho, das ma'nekel yoseh. What's his better? If lispala letzad marav neged hadin, a move over that right, you're supposed to daven what to mizrach. So now we're going to daven to letzad marav. Is that better to daven letzad marav to preserve that the opening will be b'mizrach? And this way you'll have the halacha that the opening of a shul should be in the back. Olasas p'sochem letzad mizrach, or the daven to mizrach, and you'll keep that din of davening to mizrach. But then you'll go against the other din of having people come in the direction we adopt to. So which is worse? Which is the better way to do it? You hear the question. In other words, the way they want to make the shul now is they're having the openings in with the new shul in the Mizrach, but they're facing the Mizrach. So now they want to face the Ma'arif. So this way they won't violate that halacha. Or should they face Mizrach, like it says, facing Mizrach, and they'll have the opening in the Mizrach also, in the direction that it's facing, which is against this din in Shulchan Aruch. So which way? Which din is more important?
What's the reason that that one's in the Mizrach? Because that's the Mishwan,
right? Yeah. Ulam Shulchan Aruch Sham Siv Beis Hevi Din Chadosh Alo Nisker B'tor Im Spal Ruch Bishar Ruchas Yitzad Upon Of Tzad Eretz Yisrael. So the Shulchan Aruch, we did this before, that if you're not facing Mizrach, so you can face wherever you want to face. You want to become a Chacham, you face Dorum, you want to become rich, you face it. And then you just tilt your head a little to the Eretz Yisrael. So maybe that's sufficient. So what is it? I thought you have to face Eretz Yisrael, not just nod your head to Eretz Yisrael. Aim ogad Avram shekosav, peish mokum sheminikon kam o she yoshiv alchamor. Gavaros ol yashiv steir steindinim. But dvar tzarachian the manvshach itzarach meradin davka hachazaros ponim came a mokum shenogim shalokidin tzrichim lasakin mihogam. May not tell him tzidud. So if it's shalokidin, why is tzidud enough? Why is just so he says. So he says, next paragraph, But if you're Marav, you can't take your head. If you're facing Marav, you can't, you know, take your head to tilt to Mizrach. If you can do tough on Dorum, but you can't do it to the opposite way. Yeah. So what should you do? So first he says, "Allah b'dayti the first divan shulchan aruch." So he says like this: the name of a master, if the group am arai, bottom of page 9 on the right side, there's a discussion. Machlokis am arai. Yesh man da omer the shchin lamayrif. One opinion says shchin lamayrif. Tzrichim mispalel tzad marif. Yesh man da omer the shchin b'mizrach. And the other opinion says shchin b'mizrach. So therefore, these opinions say you face mizrach, you face marif. You don't have to face. If you face where the Shechina is, not where Eretz Yisrael is. So Tosis, we saw this last week, Tosis says that all those opinions argue with the Brice and Brachas that says you face Eretz Yisrael. So he says, no, not like Tosis. There's no machlokes. Well, one Brisa says to face Eretz Yisrael, the other one say you can face Shechina. So which way is it? So he says, Zeh yesh lefarsh piskei shulchan aruch chatchil tzarech lachzer ponav lo shum tam l'spal l'ruach acheres but mi shum l'spal l'ruach acheres mitam tzofen adorim. You have a right to face other ruchos, as long as you tilt your head a little towards Eretz Yisrael. So then he writes, Ulam, next part. So what's going on? So he says, next paragraph. He says, so what's the answer? So Nira Lomar, yeah, page 10, Nira Lomar on the right side. Dover Chodesh. He said, this we saw in the Binyan Shlomo. He says a similar idea. He says, the Bava Basa Sham Sover Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Shechinim Tzad Marif. But Tosis holds that's against the other Gemara that says he faced Eretz Yisrael. So what's the answer? So what's the answer? So the final answer is, he says on page 10 on the left side, Nimtza, that Marai the Bava Basra lo pligi klala kroi, gizmana bais modi, alo the pligi, and Ravovin lo yos. He says, the chilik is, hachilik, look further down, ben zmana bais lacho korbana. There's the idea facing Eretz Yisrael, we saw this, is only bzmana bais. That's what he wants to say. That's what you face Eretz Yisrael. When it's after the Churban, then you can face the Shechina. Wherever the Shechina is, different shittas. So he says, so therefore, he says the idea of facing Eretz Yisrael, he thinks is not so 100%. He says, over there, page 11, right, top right, over there, nocha daiti, masher easy be reading with kama orim be America, she'ena medakta ki v'osin bote knesios. The whole side. He says in America they make shuls all directions. Why? Because there's no base in Mikdash. So then down wherever you want. Avlamayr, In your nachi yesh nama magi smochu. Well, yeah, so the Shekhinah is Shekhinah could be the Ma'ariv, but then you have anything. Shekhinah is a Ma'ariv, Shekhinah is a Mizrach, and then Dharam, you want to get Chokhmah, you go Dharam, Ashir is Sofen.
Maybe for Shachar it's one way, Mincha the other way, and Ma'ariv
the other way. Shekhinah and Ma'ariv. There's one opinion in the Gemara and Chafei, Shekhinah and Ma'ariv, Shekhinah and Mizrach. Shechina b'Mizrach, and then you have the Shita of Chochma b'Dorim and Ashir's b'Tzofim. So you all covered. You all covered.
What does he mean, Shechina b'Mizrach? You know, you quote the pasuk, Hashem is here.
Hashem is everywhere. Yes, but we believe Hashem is everywhere. But Shechina, I mean, this is very esoteric, and we don't fully. But there's some. It's a pikabola, like Dr. Lyman said. He's saying the shame yuchud kutcho grichu ushchinte means Dr. Lyman has a famous shir on lachadodi. What does lachadodi mean? He says lachadodi means that the shechina is now being. It's not klal Yisrael chasen kala what people think. He said the pashup shot in lachadodi is the shechina now is during the week is begolus and now it's coming back. To be misyached to the rest of the parts of Kutcha Brichu. There's one God, but and now it's misyached together. Chadodi l'kaskalo are the different parts of the.
And he's perfectly simple, right? He doesn't have different parts.
Well, you say that's what the in Kabbalah it says. Shem yichud Kutcha Brichu u'shchinte. It's Kutcha Brichu and Shchinte. So you know so. Those are it's one God, one thing, but there are different parts to that one thing, and then, therefore during the week the Shekhinah, as that line pointed out, the Shekhinah is Megolus, and now on Shabbos it's coming back to be Misyachid with the rest, but these are esoteric concepts.
Does God have different parts though?
In Kabbalah there are different. Yeah. Okay. So he says like this. So then he says, once we get through saying that you can freely, there are a lot of different directions you could face. So he says, so now, let's get to the key line here. Let me show you the key line. So he quotes the Tosefta. Yeah, page 14 now. He says, V'nachzor... Yeah, paragraph V'nachzor, page 14 on the right. V'nachzor l'mdon she lasot. Efshar lasot. Going back to the original Shiloh. What was the original Shiloh? They're making the door in the Mizrach. And everyone was facing the Mizrach. So should they do that? Well, now they should change it that everyone should be facing the Ma'ariv. Which is, so on one hand, they're facing the Mizrach. So that's good, leave it. Facing itself. On the other hand, they're going... If they're going to keep it there, then the doorway is going to be the same door that they're facing. That's also not right. That's where you make the door. He says, so then, Inuchanami, let them face Ma'ariv. Better they face Ma'ariv. Better they should face Ma'ariv. Yeah. I ain't chasm. So if you should see him, Nimsesh Mashinogo, I'll be Shulchanok, Eftor Pesach, Mul Aron HaKoydish, Shalom, Litzad Mizrach, צריך אולי גדול, מקומו גם חליל לשנוס מה שתפסו קדמנינו במוחלט. הם הנביאים ואני נביאים. הרי אבדה של רפול הכשל מילג, אבל מייסם לא היטיר לשנוס, ואחרי שביארנוש בשם הבח, שדייתו גם כן בפייר של חלק, אני ודאי עושה לשנוס בזה, מוטו וספל למערף. He says you shouldn't be mishanef from this idea of the opening of the shul in the back. Yeah. So after the pull of Hikshal Minog of a Maisa Lohitir Lashanas, the minog of having the opening in the back, he says you shouldn't be mishanef. So he says, for all the old bedaiti, ki bedinus elu, frat ex lechem achonim, korov lekaf ha-mashra, mutter af lechatchil lespal lotzar marif. Alo anu yodim she'inya shal tfilah Eretz Yisrael tolle lefim tziya samokum, t'chiyuso a geografi shal Eretz Yisrael, in Beirop, shal chashok, no mozo, hemisphere, hemisrachis. Fadday she'inu b'tz marov etzfoni shal Eretz Yisrael, avol kam ba-America, v'yufa ex lechem, hara etem mamish, this is the word similar to Rabbi Yecheskel Roth said. And in America, you're on the other side of the globe. Yeah, Pacific, right? You could go, what? To LA, from New York to LA, right? And go, right? But so who says Eretz Yisrael is facing Mizrach? You just get faced the other way, and you'll also get to Eretz Yisrael. It may take four hours longer. It may take 4 hours longer, but you'll still get there. You'll still get there. But he's had there for Koka Yosef. And then took you actually Paulo Marav hit him podium Eretz Yisrael. When you face Marav, you also face Eretz Yisrael. You like that. It's not a shame. Eventually, Chiluk, in the Yisum Ponim, it's not Mizrach. And the Rezek is a Shach and Pius, like you're a rat. So that's what he says. The only thing he said, you didn't tell me, is the other shul still going to be functioning? You're making this new shul. So this new shul, we're going to say, faces Marv. And where's the other shul face? Is they facing the opposite direction? In other words, when you have the weekday minion in one shul, you have the Shabbos minion in the other shul, and they face opposite directions. So that's one thing I want you to tell me that you didn't clarify. Well, you're building this new shul, but what's with the old shul? But it's a fascinating tshuva, this tshuva. Because this tshuva is basically saying that the most chashuv thing is having the doorway in the back and facing the opposite direction of where the door is. Like in the shank shul. Shank shul? The doorway is in the back. That's a shul in Washington Heights, one of the lawyers.
Controversial shul.
So they face the openings in the back. It's not Mizrach necessarily, but it's still in the back. There was a shul opens from the back. So that's good. So the Rav in Montreal would be very happy with this. Then there's another Rav in Pittsburgh who wrote a tshuva. Shut Marab, Rav Avram Binyamin Zilberberg. He was in Warsaw, and then now he's in Pittsburgh. I mean, this is dated, what, Shnas Kisisa.
of Shin Aleph. We're holding by Hey Gimel. So this was written 82 years ago. So he also has the shayla with the shul, and people don't realize there were all these big gedolim in America, in for Varfana towns all over America, big gedolim. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski was the Rav in Omaha, Nebraska. They say that he could have, he was a cousin of Rav Chaim Eisner. There's somebody I'm friendly with, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski, the cousin of Rav Chaim Eisner Grudzinski. And he was there for, I think, 60 years, the Rav.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah. And you should know that when, after the 60 years, the Olam said that we want now an Americanish Rav who could give English drushes to the Olam. That's what they want. So he said, but I'm in charge, I have veto power. And I'm only allow somebody who's a Talmid Chacham to become the Rav. So just because he could give it a good English sermon, I'm not going to let him give the Rav. And the person who he approved was Rav Yechiel Michal Chalap, Rav Chalap's father. Yechiel Michal Chalap, he felt that he was the only person that he could give an English drasha. That was a big Talmid Chacham. This Rav Myron Waxlog from Silver Spring, Maryland, he is like the biggest bucky in the Tzavim of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski. And when I came to his house this summer in Silver Spring, I was there for Shabbos, he put out on his table all of Tzvi Hirsch's Sfarim. He made a whole display for me of all the Sfarim that are already printed and all the Sfarim that he plans to print of Tzvi Hirsch Grudzinski. But there were others like that, Buffalo and other places, you know, big Goinim that, and some of them wrote Sfarim, some of them, like these Sfarim, are from those big Gaonim. And then he says this word on page 17, Ulam. Then is nearly Lomad of Kodesh, like a Medina Zuba, Arto Sabris, Lorach Shish Lahad Mashakova, or Kodesh. Ponov Lertis, only in the Mizrah, whom they shall Anubim Arava. Shall Eretz Yisrael, al kein ponim lizrizach. Avalvade misha omed b'mizrach, machzir ponov l'mayrif shukenegre Yisrael, lo d'yisib v'raisa, nimtza omed b'mizrach machzir ponov l'mayrif, mayrif machzir ponov l'mizrach, etc. Fizeh b'dina zush anu omdi b'tzofon shal Eretz Yisrael. So we're really north of Eretz Yisrael. Hayetzrichim lachzir ponov l'dorim. Maybe in America we should face Eretz Yisrael, go south. Yeah, if can in Mukhatil is Kibo Bedorum, Kimosha Kovu base measures, you look at Eretz Israel, came Masha Kovu base Knesset Barov, Moshe Kovu Bedorum, he hit upon of Lutan Mizrach, Kaim Shneim. The Medina Shu Hadorum, who Mizrach, Vamarv, Udorum, Mela, Amokum Lesork, Fias Aron Kodish Bemarv. Rakhtar Lutzade, Ken Marvars, who Hadorum, Mela, Amokum Lesork, Fias Aron Kodish Bemarv. Rakhtar Lutzade, the Tzad Kerem Marav is Dromish, Metina Zukhbo Dromish Mizrachis, etc. So he says that he doesn't see any problem in America to face south.
Yeah.
You're
saying
anything else you want. He said, because we're not, you see, if you're on the same side of the globe, like Rav Chesed Roth said, the same side of the globe as well, you're in Egypt. If you're not being in Egypt, but you're so you face Eretz Yisrael, it's very clear. You can go around the whole world, go, you know, it took 40 years to go from Egypt. but you're in America, there's no chokhacha that you're which way is going to Eretz Yisrael, because both ways, see, once it's a mahalach and you're on the side of the globe, so then they face east, face west. Not so muchrach. It's only muchrach if you're on the same side of the globe as Eretz Yisrael. So that's another word, he's saying. And the other Rav said, the Iker, he finds like Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library told me that the Iker is that you should face the opening should be in the back. Okay, so that was one thing. Then let's take a look at the note of Yehuda's Tshuva on page 20. But this is fascinating, you know, because people never look, they just know growing up we faced Mizrach. But it's not so posh that you face Mizrach. You know what I mean? I told you, that's why I asked Rav David Feinstein. He said to face the Aron. Again, facing the Aron, I told you this many times. Face it because I see people make the person face the Aron. I mean, if you're sitting here, you face this. It doesn't mean to face.
You don't have to go talk in the last
right.
Talking.
Right. Pashup Shah, facing the Aron doesn't mean to face the Aron. It means to face the direction.
You're straight like this also. So yeah. Once it's in it, people go crooked.
Okay. Different talk. Rashi Sholch Shem Spalim Beis Bavais Basarov Bachalonus Hei Bemarev Bachori Torach Liros L'or HaChalon. But the Balkori is they're davening in the house. They have a minion in the house. And they could have Kriyas HaTorah there. And they won't have Kriyas HaTorah by the windows. Because he has to see. They didn't have such good electricity. He has to see. So the window was in the west. So the Valkyrie is facing the west when he's laying. In Rashaim Lassos came. That was what he was asked. The Nodibuta was asked, make a minion in the house and you're going to have to face the window because you won't be able to read the Torah. So they're going to face the west. Is that a problem? He says, with feel who should be the Kosovo Shipalo. The din of facing Mizrach is only in Tefillah. You're part of the Yishlaim. Of a Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah you can face anyway. I mean, Dafka to face the Tzibur maybe is a problem. That's maybe a Minagakum, you know, Chukas Akum to face the.
What, the
Balkar to face the film? Yeah, that could be Minagak to face the oil of Dafka. Or the Chazan to face the oil of Dafka. That's probably Minagak, that's brought down as Minagak.
What if he wants to be not him?
But here he's just going to, here he's just doing it as he wants to see. He says, so the people are going to say Barchu, they're going to be saying Barchu to the Myriv. He says, so what? Kriyas HaTorah Yochol Leos Le'ezetzat Sheyirtzah. Are you bowing down? The Torah is going to be in front of you, and it's in Marv, so you'll bow down to the side that the Torah is. But you don't have to pay them the Mizrach. And blavach hima isu yesh b'mishtachavel marav. V'davgim shosh atzim b'mishalim shkulam mishtachavim the Mizrach. V'hu mishtachavel marav. Gam zeh lo yesh poskim shayaz yapoch ponem davke l'tzad marav dahin upon of l'beis haknesis. Also shalme ena tam mishtum mishtachavar ha'guf ha'midos ha'betfil ha'hefach v'tzad shaz. Yeah, but in terms of, but that's the Yisod. He says this idea of Mizrach is nothing to do with laning. And that's Rav Harfin says it true here on page 21. Yoshev in Mizrach Pesach Nesis Uponav Lamar. He's sitting in the Mizrach Vant, and he's facing like the Rav. He's for sure. He's facing the Marv. So when he says Baruchu Kedusha Moedim, does he have to face Mizrach? Does he have to turn around and face? He says Vur B'Shochanel She'ein L'Spal Achrei Pesach Nesis Isu Machmas Shishlag Me'Shas Tatfila. Okay, but Mir's Kedusha Shemba Hishtachavai and Kepedim Shabhapach one of Minatzibur. But Modim the Rabbanan, maybe there is Sheishachava. Maybe there is. The Loka know the Behuda. See, the Hanod Behuda says only Dinish Moreser that you have to. Have a Kriya Satora, you can face where the way. But he's saying
He's quoting the Tehillah of David. He's saying whenever there's Hishtachavah, so it should be to Mizrach. But the Isur Machmas is Hishtachavah b'shas Hatzir, she'enu Hishtachavah matzir, she'pshalom Hishtachavah Mizrach. Okay, Mamir is Kedusha, there's no Hishtachavah but Kedusha. So you don't have to face the same direction for Kedusha. Even though the minigas that we do face. This is the Tehillah of the David. Tehillah of David was one of the Achronim, Ortenberg, with Ortenberg. It's a parish on the Shulchan Aruch. So the Noda Behuda says it's only Din Shmon Esrei, Mizrach. And he says it's only Din in Hishtachavah. So by Kedusha, you can do whatever you want. But by Modim Drabanan, you should be Mishtachavah to the same direction that the Oilim. Maybe it's not Gemura. Maybe it's going to Shulam Zalm or Bachikpi Lomar Modim Zabon and Kenegan Mizrach. It's not a full Hishtachavah, like just
says the
Baruch
is
divided. What about Baruch Hu? We bow down for Baruch Hu? Shtickle. So that's the question. So he says, according to the Noda Behuda, it's not a problem. But according to the Tehillah of David, when the Hishtachavah, you should face the direction of the Tzibur. So that's
the direction of the Tzibur, meaning down towards the Tzibur?
No, the direction of the Tzibur that they're facing. Okay, he says once you're in the shul anyway, you should face. Okay. But that's an interesting discussion, the Noda Behuda and the Tehillah of David, of what's the din of Mizrach. The Noda Behuda says it's only din of Shmon Esrei. Only din of Shmon Esrei. Anything else you can face. Kedusha, if you're the Rav of the shul and you're a facing the oil, you can face the oil. No one does that. No one does that. The minig is the kedusha to face the direction that the mispalim are facing. And when you right, you bow down, yesh v'yesh. You know, many just to face the tzibur if they're the rav of the shul. They don't necessarily face mizrach. But then, so the Noda Behuda says then that in Shmon Esrei you have to face Mizrach, and the Tehillah David says whenever there's a Hishtachavah, you should face the same direction that the Tzibur is facing. Bow down to the same direction.
That means even if the Aron HaKodesh is by Mizrach, you don't have to face the rest of davening. You can be davening away from the Aron.
The Noda Behuda says even Kedusha. Again, the minhag is not like that. The minhag is to Kedusha, everyone faces the same direction. But the Noda Behuda, I'd be hard-pressed to believe that Noda Behuda himself faced the opposite direction of the... But he says, Mikra Adin.
You can have with that shul, you can have...
Mikra Adin. I can't believe the Noda Behuda was facing the opposite direction of everyone else. Maybe you can find me a picture of the Noda Behuda. Maybe Rabbi Einstein, when you go to the shul, the Noda Behuda shul.
With that,
have you been?
I'm trying. Where you put
up
in front?
Wasn't
it the
Avnai
shul?
No,
Rabbi
Gordon shul. Was it? Was the same? Your father's shul was the Noda Behuda shul?
No, it was another shul.
Okay, so that's the question. Noda Behuda says only Mizrach is only in Shmon Esrei, and the Tehillah of David says that it's only in Hishtachavah. Okay, fascinating topic. And then we had this whole discussion before about the chashivas of davening and having the opening in the back and following that way. And that and the Mizrach thing wasn't there's 100%.
Where is the where the Aron is placed? Where how's that
thing? So the Aron is supposed to be placed in the opposite direction of where the opening is.
question is, say it's different. Like if the opening is here, maybe the Aron should be over there.
But in the back.
Yeah, but then you lose on Mizrach. So that's the question, which takes precedent. So when this shul was built, they decided that the Mizrach takes precedent. Or I don't know how they would do it. They would have all the tables do it. Yeah, right. This would be the back. So according to that, the rough from all behind the back, he would say maybe put it there. But I don't know if he would say it.
But that's the back.
Yeah. Right. No, right. So the question is, right, I don't know, it could be L'chadkila, he would say to do it this way, but the question is, if you had the Aron there, he wouldn't make you change it to the Mizrach, because you're having the... But he would be upset with people coming in to the direction that everyone's facing, that people should come in, that he wouldn't be happy with. Okay. Shabbat, everybody. Okay,
we have...
Oh? It's the six. Who didn't have?
I didn't
know. Okay.
Six.
No.
Yeah.
You doubt?
Yeah.
I doubt.
Yeah. What do you have?
Three hands raised. Four. Four hands raised.
Okay. Four hands. Often in the Gemara of Vilchus, the Rambam doesn't have, you know, not the Hashem doesn't have Shnei Allah. Doesn't have Shnei.
Because he wasn't into the Kabbalah.